The news and detail is read by Sharon Lynch.
A 17-year-old boy remains in hospital this morning following a row at a Tusla care facility in Dublin, during which another teenager was stabbed to death. A post-mortem examination on the victim, who was also 17 and was from Ukraine, is due to be carried out later today. Two other teenagers were also attacked at the centre, while a care worker who tried to intervene sustained minor injuries. Gardaí say they're following a definite line of inquiry in the investigation and have stressed there is no danger to the community. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The 17-year-old who sustained non-life-threatening injuries during a row yesterday morning at an emergency residential unit in Donaghmede remains in hospital this morning. Gardaí are waiting to interview him about the fatal stabbing of another 17-year-old at the unit and attacks on a member of staff and other unaccompanied minors who are also here seeking international protection. Two other teenagers were also attacked, but one managed to fight off the assailant. The teenager who died sustained severe injuries to his head, face and body. The scene at the care centre, which was in an apartment complex in Grattan Wood, remains sealed off today for ongoing forensic examination. Gardaí say they're following a definite line of inquiry. They're not looking for anyone else and described the incident as self-contained. They're also stressing that there is no ongoing threat to the community or anyone else, as they're concerned that certain elements, particularly online, could seek to weaponise this incident as part of an anti-migrant agenda. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
Two senior US advisers have told reporters that planning is underway to deploy the International Stabilization Force of troops envisaged under Donald Trump's Gaza peace plan. It comes amid growing tensions between Israel and Hamas about the pace at which deceased hostages are being returned from the enclave. From Tel Aviv, our Deputy Foreign Editor Edmund Heafy.
Up to two dozen American troops are already on the ground here in the Middle East, though not in Gaza itself, coordinating what comes next. In a briefing for reporters, two US advisers said they are now in talks with Indonesia, the UAE, Egypt, Qatar and Azerbaijan about sending troops. The force, under Donald Trump's 20-point peace plan, will provide long-term security inside Gaza. The advisers also urged patience on the return of the remains of deceased hostages, noting that many are buried under rubble and unexploded ordnance. Last night, Hamas handed over two more bodies. Israel identified them as hostages, bringing to 9 the total returned from the territory. 19 are still thought to be in Gaza. But as those remains were transferred, Defense Minister Israel Katz issued a warning. He said he had ordered the military to prepare a plan to crush Hamas if it doesn't honour the deal. If Hamas refuses to comply, Israel will resume fighting to achieve total defeat, he said. Edmund Heafy, RTE News, Tel Aviv.
A new opinion poll suggests that independent candidate Catherine Connolly has built up a significant lead over Heather Humphreys in the presidential election race. The Irish Times Ipsos BNA poll indicates that Catherine Connolly is on 38% support, with Heather Humphreys on 20%. Jim Gavin, who has withdrawn from the campaign but whose name remains on the ballot paper, is on 5%. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
This survey of 1,200 voters taken from Sunday to Tuesday last places Catherine Connolly as the clear front-runner with just over a week to go to polling. There are still many people who have not yet made their minds up, and that figure stands at 18% in this poll, which has a margin of error of plus or minus 2.8%. Some 12% of those surveyed indicated that they will not vote tomorrow week, while 6% intend to spoil their vote. This vote also suggested that any second preference votes from Jim Gavin, whose name remains on the ballot paper, will split fairly evenly between Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys. While 67% of those polled believed Mr. Gavin was correct in his decision to quit the campaign. Last night, Fianna Fáil finalised the terms of reference for its review of that campaign, and that work is set to be completed within 4 weeks.
Figures from the Department of Justice show a significant rise in the number of Vietnamese nationals applying for international protection in Ireland. The number from Vietnam who have sought asylum here so far this year is more than double all Vietnamese applications in 2024. The Garda National Protective Services Bureau, which provides guidance and support for investigations, including human trafficking, has also seen a marked increase in the number of Vietnamese claiming to be victims of trafficking in the asylum process. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
There have been concerns for a number of years about organised crime gangs involved in trafficking Vietnamese nationals to Europe. At the beginning of last year, more Vietnamese attempted to cross from France to the UK than any other nationality. All of this appears to have had an impact on the rise in the number of people from Vietnam seeking asylum in the Republic of Ireland. Between 2020 and 2023, 81 people in total sought international protection here, but that figure leaped to 250 in 2024. By October this year, 520 applied for asylum, which is more than double the total number of Vietnamese applicants last year. The Garda National Protective Services Bureau has also noted a rise in Vietnamese nationals claiming to be victims of trafficking. There's increasing concern over forced criminality and labour trafficking of Vietnamese here through cannabis grow houses and nail bars.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO Biofuel-ready Grant Vortex Condensing Boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
It will be mainly dry but mostly cloudy today with just a few limited bright or sunny spells. There'll be some mist and few isolated patches of drizzle. Highest temperatures of 11 to 15 degrees.